This is the 4501 Podcast, episode 34, The Daily Cost of Backpacking Central Europe. What's up, everybody? Tony Florida here, and as you all know by now, Mark is so very close to getting his PhD. He is just a couple days away from finishing his dissertation, and I think his graduation's a little bit later this year, but the major part of his work for his PhD will be complete within the next few days. So the final stretch for him. Because of that, he is not going to be joining us for the podcast today. But that's okay, because we are going to be talking about traveling to Central Europe, specifically backpacking in Central Europe, and we're going to talk about how much this costs. Because I know a lot of times people have this preconceived notion that travel in general, not just to Europe, but travel in general, is this expensive thing that only, you know, if you're well off, if you're rich, only those type of people can afford it. But I want to kind of debunk that myth today, and you know, I'm going to do that by showing you, or I guess not showing you because this is a podcast, but telling you exactly how much I spent on a daily basis when I went to Europe in late 2018, which was just last year. So this is very relevant, and I hope you guys find some value from this episode. So we're going to start off the episode by revealing how much I actually spent on a daily basis while I was backpacking Central Europe. And I don't know, just think in your head, what do you think on average per day I spent in Europe? And once you have that number in your head, okay, I will reveal the actual number, and it is under $75 per day on average. So how did I come up with this number? Well, I pretty much meticulously tracked all of my expenses as I was traveling through Europe, Central Europe, and I did this by keeping my receipts, and in my phone, there's an app called Google Keep, and I could just go through at the end of each day or every 2 days, check all my receipts and put them in a list. And, you know, $5 for lunch or 5 euros for lunch, and $10 for a hostel, whatever. At the end of each day, I can add those up. Then at the end of my trip, I put them in a spreadsheet and broke them down by the city I was in and therefore the country I was in. And I can figure out exactly how much I spent per day on average. And then in addition to that, I could figure out how much I spent in each city or each country. So we'll reveal some of those numbers today in the podcast episode. But first, before we do that, I want to just tell you guys where I went in Central Europe last year. So I started off my trip in Copenhagen. And actually, this is kind of funny because one of my go-to airlines, I think we talked about this on the podcast before, but one of my go-to airlines, WOW Airlines, which offered the cheapest flights to Europe from, you know, the East Coast of the United States, is no longer an airline anymore. But that was how I got from Baltimore to Copenhagen via WOW Air, and that was with a layover in Reykjavik, Iceland. So I should point out here that these numbers, the $75 per day average, does not include the cost of the plane ticket to Europe or the plane ticket from Europe. But I'll tell you how much I spent on those. So the cost to get from Baltimore to Copenhagen on WOW Airlines was $219. And the return flight home, which was just close to a month later, I went from Amsterdam to Boston on the same airline, and that was $363. So you're looking at round trip, just over $500 to get from the US to Europe on this budget airline. And that is very reasonable compared to some other airlines where you'd spend easily over $1,000. Now, I would say here that because WOW Airlines does not exist anymore, you do have some other options. I know Norwegian is a budget airline that frequently flies to Europe from the United States, especially the East Coast United States. There's a couple other ones that I can't think of off the top of my head right now, but just know that they do exist, and you're not out of luck just because WOW is out of business. All right, enough about the airlines. Let's talk about the total dollar value that I spent for 4 weeks, or just close to a month, backpacking Central Europe. And that was a grand total of $1,928.39. So really just under $2,000 for 4 weeks in Europe. That includes food, lodging, transportation, entertainment, and other miscellaneous expenses like, you know, I don't know, buy. And I remember I bought some nail clippers because I didn't pack them with me. So that's what that number represents. And if you take that number, divide it by 28 days, 29 days, whatever the number of days is, you'll get the average of $74.17 per day, which just round up to $75 per day. And that is US dollars. So where did I go on my trip? So I started in Copenhagen, like I said. After that, I took a bus to Hamburg, Germany, another bus to Berlin, Germany. Then I went all the way down to Krakow, Poland, via bus as well. Next was Budapest, Hungary. Then I went to Vienna, Austria. Made my way over to Munich, Germany, back to Austria, but this time I went to Salzburg, went north to Prague, Czech Republic, and then finally, for this last leg of the trip, everything was buses, but for this last leg of the trip, I took a flight from Prague to Amsterdam, which is where I spent a couple of days, and then finally flew out of Amsterdam back to the U.S., and I should point out, well, first of all, I'm outside, so if you hear some background noise, there's a helicopter or something flying overhead. That's what that is. But I want to talk about these airports. Why did I pick Copenhagen? Why did I pick Amsterdam? Well, those are some major airports in Europe, and especially the one in Amsterdam. That's one of the largest airports in the world. By flying in and out of these big hubs, your price of your plane ticket's going to be much, much cheaper. So for example, if I would have flew out of Vienna, Austria, or Prague, Czech Republic, I would have spent more money most likely to get back to the United States. But by getting myself to one of these major airport hubs, I ended up spending less money on that plane ticket. Okay, cool. So I actually, like I said before, I actually broke these average daily costs down into each city that I visited. So the average is $75 per day, but that means I spent more than $75 per day in some cities and less than $75 per day in other cities. So I thought it was really interesting to break this down, and I actually plotted it on a graph because that's how much of a nerd I am. It's a bar chart, and it's really cool to see which city was the cheapest versus which city was the most expensive. So the cheapest city that I traveled to in Central Europe was Prague, Czech Republic, and that I only spent $32.27 per day. And that is mainly because, I mean, Prague is a nice city, it's a very historical city, but relative to, you know, like these bigger cities in Germany, and especially as you move more and more west in Europe, the cities tend to get more expensive. Just think about like England, Rome, United Kingdom, all that stuff. The more you go west, the more expensive it's going to be, but the more you go east, the cheaper it's going to be within Europe. So Prague is, it's still central, but it's more towards the east. So that's why you're seeing such a cheap daily average cost of backpacking of $32 in Prague. The next closest to that was in Budapest, Hungary, which is very similar, just $46 per day. And again, this includes transportation, lodging, food, miscellaneous, entertainment, all that stuff. So those two cities were the cheapest cities that I experienced backpacking in Central Europe. And this, now I'm going to tell you what the most expensive cities were that I backpacked in Central Europe. And this is kind of skewed because I did go during Oktoberfest. And if you're not familiar, Oktoberfest is this, let's just say that there's actually historical, you know, this is a celebration of a wedding from many, many centuries ago, but now it's just like a beer fest that people drink at. But anyway, I'm bringing this up because Munich ended up being the most expensive city that I traveled to because of Oktoberfest and because of how much prices rose for that festival. So no matter where you are in the world, hostels cost they should cost less than, let's say, $25 per night for a shared dormitory. And that can be anywhere from like a couple bucks per night all the way up to $25 per night. And that's even in a big city like Munich, Germany. But because of this Oktoberfest going on at the time in Munich, a 6-bed shared dormitory cost me something outrageous, like 75 euros per night. And this is a shared room that you're sharing with other backpackers. So that just gives you an example of how much the prices were inflated in Munich at that time during the 5 or 6 days that I spent there. So that's just for one room per night in Munich. You also have the cost of Oktoberfest itself, which is it's free to get in, but the beer is quite expensive, actually. And the food especially is expensive. So with all that considered, I ended up spending $131.78 per day in Munich. So that's quite a difference from the $32 in Prague. Now, I think if we take the Oktoberfest out of the equation, Munich would probably fall somewhere in the middle, right around the average, like $75 per day, maybe 80 or 90. But let's just take that out of the equation for now and assume that's the case. The two other most expensive cities were, as you could probably guess, Amsterdam and Copenhagen, because they are technically not part of Central Europe. In the Netherlands, or also known as Holland, there I ended up spending $83.48 per day. So your hostels are a little bit more expensive, the food's a little bit more expensive, the transportation's a little bit more expensive, but that's expected because you are in further west in Europe. And then where I started my trip off in Copenhagen, Denmark, that was $93.85 per day, which was, if you take out Munich, the most expensive place that I backpacked in Central Europe. And that could be, I kind of realized this after traveling on and off for a year and a half around the world. Most of the times, my initial destination, which in this case was Copenhagen, is a little bit more expensive than the other cities that you travel to after that, because I think, this is my theory at least, I think that is because you're just getting into traveling, you just left the United States, and you want to be a little bit comfortable as you ease into your trip, so you're willing more to pay for a nicer hostel or better transportation like a taxi or an Uber versus a public transportation, especially when you're just getting out of the airport and you're getting acclimated to the city. So maybe that's a little bit of the reason why that price is high, or that daily cost is high, but for the most part, I think Copenhagen is a more expensive city than the rest. So everything else in between that, Hamburg, Berlin, Krakow, Vienna, Salzburg, those are all right around the average, you know, plus or minus $20, $75 plus or minus $25 per day. And that kind of makes sense because that was the average price per day of backpacking Central Europe. All right, cool. So now that we have a good idea of the breakdown of my daily cost in each city, and although I do have a meticulous spreadsheet that I told you about of every single expense, I'm not going to bore you guys with that. I just want to point out a couple highlights. I don't know if you can consider them highlights, but just a couple other prices to give you guys a better idea about how much stuff could cost you if you decide to go to Central Europe on a budget trip like this. So just a couple things here. Berlin, Germany. I stayed at one of the worst hostels possible here in Berlin. There was, now typically with hostels, you have like 6 or 8 beds in a room, maybe 10 beds in a room that you share with other backpackers and travelers. But this one place that I stayed at in Berlin called Backpacks, or it's a Backpacks, B-A-X-P-A-X hostel. Really good central location, but the problem was it was super expensive and you had to share a room with 40 or 39 other people. There were 40 beds in one room. And like, it's not one big open room that you can see everybody, but there's like, it kind of like twisted around like in a U shape with a wall in the middle. So maybe like 20 and 20 with a wall divided in an open area to get from one side to the other. But anyway, for one bed in that room was $22 converted from euros, $22 per night. And that was just ridiculous for how much space that you're sharing with all these other people. So that was kind of a bad experience, but I guess an experience in general, something that I I'll never forget, but uncomfortable nonetheless. It was what I did that night. In general, I traveled from place to place, like I mentioned, on a bus, and primarily I used a company called Flixbus. Now, if you ever go to Europe, or if you've been in Europe, you probably know how easy it is to get from one place to the other on a train, because their train system is so sophisticated and it pretty much goes to every major city in Europe. So there's the train option that you can take. If you want to get somewhere like a longer distance than that, you can take a plane, and that's obviously going to take, or that's going to cost more than a train ticket in most cases, although there's a bunch of budget airlines like EasyJet and Ryanair and all those other ones that you can fly for really, really cheap, especially if you don't have a lot of luggage. You can go clear across Europe for just, you know, less than $20 if you get the good ticket. But so you have airplane travel, train travel, and then there's bus travel. And in that order is like from most expensive to least expensive. So what I chose to do for the majority of my transfers from city to city was a bus. And those cost, on this bus company called Flixbus. And those tickets cost anywhere from, you know, $5 up to like $15. And just for one example, from Hamburg, Germany to Berlin, Germany, my ticket cost me, once you convert it from euros, it cost me $9.61. So just to give you an idea about how much that stuff costs. I think one of my cheapest hostels that I stayed in Europe was $6.47 per night. And that was at the Let's Rock Hostel in Krakow, Poland. And if you remember, Krakow was one of the cheapest places that I backpacked to in Europe. So that's just to give you an idea about how much that was to stay there for one night. And that was a typical hostel room with 6 or 8 beds, so not too bad. We already talked about Munich and how inflated the prices were there, so I won't talk about that. But what I will say is in Prague, Czech Republic, one of the other cheaper cities in Central Europe, it's really funny because the people there, don't quote me on this, but the beer consumption or something in Prague, in Czech Republic in general, is like top of the world. Like the amount of beer consumed per capita or whatever is really, really high compared to the rest of the world. So I think one of the reasons that is the case is because the beer is just so cheap there. You can go to any bar pretty much, or any pub, whatever they call them over there, and get a pint of beer for less than $1. And this is at a restaurant or anywhere, like anywhere you go out to a social place to drink, the beer is super cheap. And contrast this with the United States, especially bigger cities like the ones that I'm familiar with, Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, you're paying for the same type of thing, same beer draft or whatever, you're paying $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, maybe even more in New York City for a glass of beer. So that just gives you an idea about how much a beer costs in Prague. Anyway, I think that's all the specific expenses I want to point out here. Let's just end this episode with talking about, in general, how to save money when traveling, maybe specifically Europe, but just traveling in general. Like we talked about, transportation is going to be quite an expense for you when traveling. Try to go with the budget airlines to get to your destination if possible, and if there's a layover for that, then so be it. Especially if you have a good chunk of time, don't worry about a couple extra hours at a layover airport. As far as transportation is concerned within your destination, going with public transportation versus like a bus versus a train or an airplane is going to be significantly cheaper in most cases. So always opt for those options instead to save yourself a good amount of money. And then as far as lodging's concerned, as you know by now, hostels are my place of choice. You know, instead of spending well over $100 per night on a hotel room where you will be more comfortable, I'll give you that. You're going to be so much more comfortable in your private hotel room. But if you're willing to rough it for a little bit and, you know, save some money by staying at a hostel, I highly recommend it. It is, for a long-term traveler who goes on trips for more than a month at a time, the place you sleep at night is not going to be the thing that you remember. It's going to be everything outside of your hotel room or your hostel room. So for that reason, I would suggest to stay in a cheaper budget accommodation like a hostel. And finally, let's talk about food. If you eat out at a restaurant every night, you're obviously going to spend a lot more money, especially for long-term travel, long-term trips. But actually, another one of the benefits of staying in a hostel is the fact that they have kitchens, and you could actually go to a grocery store, buy some, you know, cheap groceries or reasonably priced groceries, and cook in the hostel to save yourself a good amount of money versus eating out every night. So I'm not saying that eating out at restaurants is a bad thing. I just mean that eating out every single night or every single day for multiple times per day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner over the course of your travels is going to add up very, very quickly. So you can offset that cost by cooking your own food at your hostel. I think that's all I want to say for this podcast episode. If you have any questions about backpacking, backpacking budgets, cost of backpacking, anything along those lines, please let me or Mark know. The show notes for the episode will be available at the4501podcast.com/34. And thank you guys for listening. Mark will be here next week for a regularly scheduled podcast episode with the both of us. Hopefully it won't be late this time. Sorry about that. It was, it's going to be probably a day late, but I'm sure you guys can understand. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Please follow us on Twitter at the4501podcast to keep up with the latest news and events. If you have any suggestions for episodes or would like to contact us, shoot us an email at the4501podcast@gmail.com.